Hello, and welcome to this week's Idea Lab podcast from The Entrepreneur Experiment with me, Gary Fox, as always. Today, we're talking about investing. We've talked a lot about investing and money on the podcast and on my newsletter every week. But today, it's investment of a different kind. We'll get to that in a second. First, I want to thank my partners for season 6, carstore.ie. Carstore are the only place in Ireland to go if you're considering buying a used car. The whole process is done online. Couldn't be simpler. You can view it online, you can buy it online, and they'll even drop it to your door. Go to carstore.ie and check them out. We're going to talk about investing. Investing in yourself. This week, I've been thinking about that a lot because I've been investing a lot in myself in the last, I suppose, 18 months, 2 years, I guess since COVID ended. I've been investing in dribs and drabs, I suppose, in a very Irish phrase, for the last couple of years. And it's only really since COVID that I've really sat down and looked at what I was doing. What was I spending money on? What was I not spending money on, more importantly? And I suppose time. The benefit of time and the benefit of COVID gives you time to self-reflect, gives you time to look at, not to get too deep here, but what's important, what you may have been overlooking for a while. And I'm going to break down today for you the 5 best investments I've made in myself since I started this journey. We always think about like, oh, I'll invest in myself when I've got more money, or I'll invest in myself when the business is more established, or, you know, when I finish my college course, or when we have a baby, or whatever it is, when in reality, you should be investing in yourself all the time. It's what I've learned. It's different for everyone, but I think as a universal rule, most people benefit from some sort of investment in themselves. So what do I mean by investment? Well, you can look at it 2 ways. Investing in yourself can come, for me anyway, in time, money, or both. So you can spend time investing in something and learning about it and getting better at it. You can spend money learning about something, connecting with a coach, connecting with an expert, doing a course, attending an event, buying a product or service that helps you get better at something, or you can do both. You can invest your time and money in yourself. Pardon me. I found the best results come from both. If you want the most impact, and ironically the most bang for your buck, the most bang for my buck comes when I invest both my time and my money. Investing both your time can be good because obviously your time is the most valuable asset you'll ever have. But sometimes you need skin in the game. You need to be handing over your hard-earned money and going, here we go. I'm all in on this. I'm committed to getting better. I'm committed to improving a certain aspect of your life. Like, we're not stuck for information anymore. That used to be the problem, right? We used not to know what the best diet was, what the best exercise plan for you was. You know, you couldn't connect with coaches. We didn't know much about our mental health. We didn't have all the access. Now we're drowning in information. It is coming out our ears, which is brilliant, but also can be overwhelming. And I think that's the biggest problem a lot of us have, is that we're just overwhelmed. You're just bombarded with solutions for everything. You know, you think you might need to improve in something or even issue with something, and you start searching for it, and then it's everywhere. It follows you around the internet. The targeted ads are after you. There's 20 different types of supplements you should be taking for whatever you want to improve at or whatever is wrong with you, and you get paralysis by analysis, and then you do nothing, which is even worse because now you're worse off than when you started. Now you feel shit about it as well. So I think paying for curation is the way I look at it. When I go to a coach or a counselor or an expert, or I do a course or I go to an event, that's essentially what I view it as. I'm paying for curation. Give me the 80-20. These people have done all the research. These are the experts. Boil it down for me. Tell me exactly what the best thing I should be doing is. Don't make me go and research it for weeks because I won't have the patience or the time or the tolerance or the intelligence to break it all down and figure it out. Give me the 80%. That'll get me most of the way there. And I think that's what you have to look at it as. So I'm going to break down the 5 things that I look at that I've done. Sorry, not that I look at, that I've done. I've actually done all these things in the last kind of 18 months, I guess, to 2 years. First one, I've talked about on the pod before, and it's preventative health screening. So what that means is there was nothing wrong with me. Well, not that I didn't think there was, but I went and got a full screen. I got a full check on my health to see where I was, how I was doing. I thought I was fantastic. I thought I was the best. So it's called functional medicine, essentially. You're not going to the doctor going, oh, I think I have the sniffles or I think I have a sore elbow. You're going, hopefully going, look, nothing wrong with me. How can I be better? That's essentially what I did. I went to a specialist and said, right, I want the full works. I want, give me, do everything. Check for everything. And hopefully they can identify things that might be wrong with you in the future, things that might be underlying, which in my case was the case, that might have been underlying for ages and just never noticed by anybody else. Because generally when you go to the doctor, specific ailment, you know, you've got a flu or you've got a sore, whatever. But with the preventative, they look at you as from literally top to toe, from your feet to your head. And in my case, caught a number of things that were underlying, including like an irregular heartbeat, which had never been diagnosed in all my life, but it had always been there. So that led to further tests and have been invaluable. And thankfully, it's fine. There's no major problem. But that would have never been shown up. It could have been an issue. It would never have showed up for years. So preventative health screening by a mile, one of the most important things I've ever done. Give you a peace of mind as well. And if there is something wrong, look, it's better to know than not know. The second thing is then weekly counseling. I've talked about this again on the pod as well. And this had a massive impact for people who are reaching out going, look, I've been thinking about doing it or have been doing it for ages and I've never chatted to anyone about it or no one really talks about it. Incredibly valuable. You know, just to have that bookmark in your week going, right, I'm going to sit down for an hour here. We're going to work on X, Y, Z, or, you know, often you don't even know what you're going to work on. Incredibly impactful. A very minimal investment for something that will dramatically improve your life and your relationships and your friendships and your interactions with other people and also your confidence. People don't really talk about that part of it, but it gives you a bit of confidence because you know you're doing something for yourself that's a little bit tough and you're facing up to things you've never faced up to consciously. Subconsciously, it's probably always there, but it's very, very impactful. Third thing is high performance coaching. This is the new add to my toolbox. And what high performance coaching is, it works on your mindset, works on your voice, your inner voice, works on how you view things, how you approach things, and just trying to be a better you, giving yourself that time and space and energy and investment to just become a slightly better version of yourself in whatever way you're looking for. It's different from every person. You know, we're all searching for different things, but that has been transformative. I did a 3-day intensive course on it just last week. And the course was superb, top class. But was also so impactful was just the time. So it was for 7 hours each day. And just having that time where you just focused on one thing. Like we're bombarded all the time by different things. You know, there's always emails to be done, social media to be scrolled, you know, WhatsApps to get involved in, lads, WhatsApp groups, chats to get back to. Whereas this was just focus. Focus on yourself. Focus on thinking and just being focused. Like the one word I kept coming back to was focus. Just sitting down for those 3 days and just focusing on a single thing. It was incredibly powerful. Fourth thing is a home gym combined with an accountability of a coach. Because now there's no excuses. You know, I was like everyone going to the gym. I'd go maybe 3-4 days a week and I'd kind of half-ass it. I'd be kind of doing a bit and scrolling through Instagram for the other times and making sure I post about going to the gym and all that kind of nonsense. Whereas now, home gym, small investment, it's there for life and I have no excuses. Excuses are gone. And you combine that with the accountability of a coach, it's a very powerful combo. So you have someone setting your agenda for the month. Otherwise, you just go out and do curls every day. So the accountability of a coach sets down your plan. You follow that for the month, end of the month, onto a new plan. You've got that accountability. Just removes the thinking. A lot of this stuff is down to removing the thinking and more importantly, removing the overthinking that we all do about everything. I'm sure you have that inner voice in your head going, oh yeah, let's go to the gym today. Ugh, we could also go tomorrow. Okay, we'll go tomorrow. Then you go tomorrow, and her voice is like, what do we do today? I don't know. We just do some shoulders? Okay, we'll do a little bit of shoulders. And then you mess around the gym for 20 minutes and get a half-assed session in because you're overthinking everything. You're thinking, what's the best exercise? What should I be doing? Should I be doing that over there? Should I be removing the thinking in all these investments? It's been huge. And number five, easiest one of all, books. If you're a listener to the pod, you'll know I'm a book nut. I aim to read about 2 books per month and generally hit that target. And I probably read a fiction book on top of that, 1 or 2 fiction books on top of that. I just carve out 30 minutes in the morning, and it's an investment in myself so much as that I love it. I just love those 30 minutes. Grab a coffee, even the process of making the coffee with the AeroPress, you just take that time. It's almost meditative in that time where you're just thinking about not really anything. And you just have that time to yourself just before the day starts. Avoid tech, avoid kind of the world intruding on you, and then read for 30 minutes. It's incredibly powerful. And that's it. Those 5 things. I'm sure there's more. I was trying to think of this earlier. I'm sure there's more things that I've invested in on myself, but we can always come back to it. So let me know. Let me know how much or what way you invest in yourself. And let's start a conversation. Let's see what you're doing. A lot of people actually got in touch with me last week about their number. I was fascinated. And I'm actually going to email you all back right now as I'm finishing recording this pod. I'm about to sit down and write emails back to you about what my number is, why I think that way, how I hope I'll get there. And that's it. That's this week's pod. I hope you enjoyed it. We've got a giveaway. We've got a massive giveaway to do. I have 10 tickets for the upcoming Dublin Tech Summit. I am an interviewer on the panel this year at the Dublin Tech Summit. I got the chance and the privilege to sit down with Oscar Hoagland, the co-founder and CEO of Epidemic Sound. And that was unbelievable. If you watch any YouTube video in the last 10 years, you'll know Epidemic Sound probably did the music for it. So the massive giveaway, all you need to do is share your favorite episode with me on social media. So you can share it on Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. Just tag me, Mr. Gary Fox, and tag The Entrepreneur Experiment. And I'll pick 10 winners. I'll pick 10 winners on June 14th. So you have a week or two to get involved, but do it sooner rather than later, because otherwise you might miss out. So get a chance to win a ticket to the Dublin Tech Summit, which is on June 17th. It's a virtual summit. You can attend from your front room. Very good lineup, very strong lineup. As I said, the CEO of Epidemic Sound, and also people like the founder of Revolut. I won't even attempt to pronounce his name, but a very top class lineup. So just share your favorite episode with me from The Entrepreneur Experiment, of course. Don't be sharing Joe Rogan with me. Share your favorite episode from The Entrepreneur Experiment. Share it with me on Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Just tag me and tag The Entrepreneur Experiment. And I'll see you back here on Thursday. On Thursday, speaking about all things self-investment, I have an in-depth interview with Ireland's number one high performance coach. You'll hear that on Thursday. It is with Mr. Shane Craddock. I'll see you then. Tune in 5 a.m. Thursday. Bye-bye.